This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
So let me ask you, do you ever watch every week Roger Morant or Solo D and the raps they come up with every week?
Who? Sorry, there's your answer. No, sorry.
That's it. Okay. All right. All right. Sean, can you pull up Roger Morant a second so he can check it out? Because every week, Solo D, apparently you don't know, but Solo D has been doing this for years now. Every week he comes up with a new rap. Okay. And Roger has been new on the scene now, and he's been coming up with a new rap every week, right? And so give Poopart here a little taste of we play it every week because it's fun. It's just fun stuff. Go ahead. Let's hear Roger.
I've seen him before.
Oh, you've seen him before. Okay.
What's up, Vince fans?
Okay, Miami's back home. So give me Solo D now. Give me Solo D. Let me see if he's seen at least a Solo D one. So you've seen Roger. Roger does an excellent job. And then Solo is, he's like the godfather of Dolphins rap. Okay. I bet you didn't know that there was a godfather of Dolphins rap. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. So this is royalty. When we talk about Solo D, we're talking about royalty here in the Dolphin Nation. So, and then Roger does, you know, a fun rap, whereas Solo D does modern rap. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week, and now we about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them. But we back on a mission like water, we gon' win again. First we started 3-0, then we went 0-3, then we won 4 games in a row. Now them boys feeling rejuvenated, and we tryna win 4 more. Steady moving up in the game like we on an escalator. Pushing buttons like an elevator. Coach Mac drip, came and dripped a little swag on them boys. Now the whole squad play with hella flavor. Feeling ever greater. Fans been waiting for a minute. Now every week feel like Thanksgiving. Yeah, we been eating every week, been competing every week. Dunking on them haters' heads, Blake Griffin. Taking it to Christmas. Playoff berth for my wish list. 5 more teams in the way, I got a hit list. Bunch of playmakers get to make a lot of plays. Even play to our potential and it's happy holidays. Like, yeah. Rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week.
Ah,
and now we're about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them.
Fucking Solo D's awesome, dude. Let me just explicitly say that, okay?
No, that's fine. And I'm not a rep person, but that was very good.
Oh, he's super creative, and he comes up with the videos too on top of all very, of that. Very cool. Just nut. And he took it easy on the video today. Like sometimes they do way more production into the video and all that, but
it's Houston. They're like, yeah, not waste of good stuff. I'll wait till Frisco.
I think he changes it up too, you know, so that's why he kind of gave us that white background today instead. But, you know, he does it every week. And I personally think they should have those two guys in the stadium just to have some fun and have those raps in there. I think fans would love that stuff. I mean, that rap right there, dude, that's pro, man.
If you told me he was like a recording Solo D, if you told me he was a recording artist, I'd believe you. That was very good.
Damn right. Yeah. He's that talented, man. All right, so let's get to it. You know, this week, I got the feeling the way he talked about Gaskin, because you nailed it last time, several weeks ago when there was some injury, and you said you thought Ahmed would be the guy, and he was the second guy. I almost get the feeling that it might be a little bit of a carousel between those two guys behind Smith today. Do you get the feeling? Because the way he talked up Gaskin this week, it was something, and he talked about both guys getting opportunities.
No, you mean behind Wilson. Yeah, and Gaskin's one of those guys to me, and I had mentioned Isaiah Ford as being the same type of player where there's nothing special about him athletically, no offense, but they're like really good guys. They'll work hard. They know their place, and they'll be in the league longer than maybe their athletic ability tells you that they should be.
Right.
And that's the thing. And so, but to answer your question, my guess is Wilson's going to get the bulk of the work. And then when they give him a blow, I think that at first you're going to see Ahmed, then maybe you'll see Gaskin, and you'll see if there's a clear difference between one of the two, then he'll ride that one player. And it's not just how well they do carrying the ball, is if they're asked to pass protect, who does a better job at picking up the blitzers. I don't think either one of them necessarily great at it. But I think it's going to come down to if you're going to get a chance giving Wilson a blow in this particular game, if you're Gaskin or Ahmed, make the most of it, because that's going to earn you more work.
I'm with you there. All right. When we look at this team, so McDaniel is out of the box guy, right? And you try to think what he's going to do, and he's going to do something completely different. Okay, but I'm not going to think out of the box in this one. Most of us aren't. Okay, they suck against the run. Well, you just started getting your run going now. This is another great game to continue to do the run. Is that what's going to happen, or is he going to think out of the box and just do something completely different? And why even throw the ball a whole ton when you don't really have to?
Because that's what Houston doesn't expect you to do. Maybe you focus on chipping Jerry Hughes every single pass play and just let her rip. Establishing the run is great and all that, but the Dolphins have made their money this year throwing the ball. So I'm not going to be upset if they come out and they throw 35 passes and run only 15 times, and then they win, I don't know, whatever, 38-14 or something like that, and people will be like, well, they missed a chance to establish the run. I mean, okay, you know what? Let's let the offense succeed. Correct. The FSC offense succeed, and however it succeeds, it succeeds. Logic says they should be able to run the ball, but they don't have Mostert, who's a speed guy, in the backfield. So is it as automatic as they were good against the run against Cleveland? Houston sucks against the run, so automatically it's a big game for the running game? No, it doesn't work like that. Logic says they should have some success running the ball, but I don't know that it's just necessarily, okay, we'll call a run play and it'll be 5 yards automatically.
So let me ask you something. They have been outscored 131-73 in the last five games. Their offensive output is 20, 10, 17, 16, and 10 in the last five games. Doesn't that remind you of the offense you've covered for the last 20 years?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You don't have a franchise quarterback – and you've got to be just a gritty team, and you hope, if this goes our way and if that goes our way, maybe we can win today, you know, that kind of stuff. This is the life they lived for 20 years with almost every guy they had under center after Marino, that their defense had to be perfect because their offense was going to be imperfect.
It's never been to this level, though. You went into the season. Did anybody expect Houston to be anything but a sucky team in 2022? Okay, and that wasn't
I understand. No, I'm with you. I'm just comparing.
The point I'm making is Houston right now is a whole new level of bad beyond what the Dolphins have been in past years. And the other issue here is they made a change at quarterback. How much of a difference they're going to make? Who the hell knows? None. But Kyle Allen was playing really, really well the last time he was a starter, which was in 2020 before he dislocated his ankle. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I would feel, let's say, the level of confidence had Davis Mills been the starter today probably would be 99.7%. With Kyle Allen, let's say, drops to 97.3%. So
Kyle Allen has 21 games in his history. He has 24 touchdowns. He has 21 games in his history. He has 17 interceptions.
Look at his stats from the last time he played. He was a starter. He started four games with Washington in 2020, and he was very good. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying he's going to make a huge difference. I'm saying that to me, Houston with Davis Mills in this game had basically zero chance. In this one, they have a microscopic chance, if that makes any sense.
And in today's game, are you expecting any changes on the offensive line with Austin Jackson? And I know that, you know, the offensive line coach, though, he's excited for him and all that, and that he was improving and all that, and you know, you shouldn't lose your job to injury, but my God, Robert Jones is playing pretty damn well.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I wouldn't make a change. I'm gonna say it's 50-50, if not a little higher than 50-50, that Austin Jackson winds up starting. Gut feeling.
Wow, that's high, dude. 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And like I said, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not the coach. They don't pay me to coach.
And that would be, and obviously left guard is what you're talking about, or mm-hmm. right tackle. You're talking about Brandon Schell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, that's a shame, because that kid has actually done a really good job overall. I mean,
he's been solid. There have been some plays where I've seen him get beat pretty quickly off the line, but overall, the whole line was great against Cleveland. To where that's to me is where, why are you messing with it? And this is a team that's got like some major mojo going right now, and it's like, pardon my French, but don't fuck with the mojo. I mean, it's just,
yeah. No, that to me, that's where I would disagree with putting Austin Jackson in there. The thing that I talked about throughout the week was, I can see a six-man line to short yardage situations, goal line. Let's put some extra beef in there, and then, you know, short yardage, power it in with the fullback and Wilson as your running back, and you know, you'll get all your short yardage stuff. You know, that kind of stuff I think you can do with Austin. Adding another lineman there, you know, on short yardage situation. That's what I kind of imagine bringing him in and putting him right next to Schell on those kind of situations. That to me is what I thought of, you know. And I don't know, is that in the history of San Francisco? Do you know that? Does anybody know that? I don't know if he does that.
I believe I saw that last year, actually, a couple of times. Without question, I saw that last time with six old linemen.
With San Fran
on a fairly regular basis, actually.
Okay, so then that was my imagination, because one of the things that I do like about Austin Jackson, and look, I got to give him credit, he was showing improvement in training camp and leading into the season. Let's give the guy some love. He was working his ass off. He felt the most confident I've ever seen him when he was, you know, when he would talk to us. He felt really comfortable with himself before that injury. But one of the things that you do love is he has experience at left guard and right tackle. So he can be a really super sub for you right now in two key positions.
No, I don't disagree with you, but like I said, I kind of get, and the other thing too with Jackson, this is a better fit. This is a better scheme for him. It's a better scheme fit for him. And look, Dolphin coaches saw him work, you know, behind the scenes a lot more than we did. You know, we saw what we saw in training camp, and by all appearances, by our untrained eye, to me, he looked like a different guy than he did the last 2 years. And then once practices are closed, we don't get to see what's going on. The coaches do. So the way they're talking about him, it sounds to me like, and of course they're going to be complimentary of every player, but it sure sounds like they were really liking what they were seeing in him. And then if that's the case, and they felt he was a good fit for the scheme, then that's part of why I can see them just going, okay, you ready to go? Go. Where conceivably he could have gone against Cleveland. Remember, he was active, and they decided, okay, not quite yet. We'll give you, because now you're going to get two more weeks because of the Cleveland game and then the bye, and then full speed ahead with that.
I don't know if when you were on earlier, we talked a little bit about this. Are you concerned at all about this being one of those trap games or any of that? Because I'm from the school of the three-game losing streak was their wake-up call. It was like, okay, here's life without our quarterback, and we struggled, and we lost three games. All right, you know, we had our setback. All right, let's make sure we appreciate this, and let's take advantage. I almost feel like that they're not going to let up in this game. I kind of feel like they're going to come in kind of hungry for this game. What do you think?
I that's the only thing that worries me about this game is, I mean, these guys are human. They know Houston sucks. They also know they play at San Francisco next week to start perhaps a season defining three game road trip.
Amen.
So the idea that they could look past this really bad Houston team to me is completely, completely legit. In fact, I asked Mike McDaniel this week, you know, how hard he had to drive the message to his players not to look past this team, and he completely blew it off, as I would suspect he would, because he doesn't even want that thought to be out there. But these guys are human. This is why it wouldn't surprise me, especially that plus coming off the bye. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the Dolphins are lethargic, maybe, first quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden, you know, the town difference takes over and the Dolphins kind of pull away at the end. But yes, to me, it's completely legit that they could be overlooking this Houston team.
By the way, you just reminded me of something, or not reminded me, just made me think of something when you were saying this. Think about the sway of emotions for the player. The coach won't ever say it internally, it's going to go on. But this week, you're playing the worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. And then next week, you're playing the game that your coach needs the most, just for all kinds of purposes, because he's playing his mentor and all that other stuff and former team. And then we have several former Niners on this team, all that kind of stuff. Like, what a holy shit. What a level of emotions going from this week to next week. It's not so much about the road game and the defining games, which you are 1,000% right, but that one San Francisco game, every player in that locker room, if they love McDaniel like it looks like they do, oh my God, they are going to want to play at an incredibly high level next week. So
absolutely, wow. No question. It's like the timing of the Houston game. If there's such a thing about playing a really, really bad team at a bad time, this might be the most dangerous spot they could have stuck that Houston game in for the Dolphins schedule.
That's an interesting, you know, change for this team emotionally overall. They're favored by 14. Would you lay the points? I liked it at 12 earlier in the week. When it up to 14, I was like, damn, that's just, I think they'll win by more than that. Probably they got a good chance, but God, I wouldn't want to lay 14 points ever in an NFL game, dude. God.
No, I wouldn't either. And then when I did my preview yesterday, and where I do a score prediction all the time, I made it 28-13, again, allowing for the slow start idea that I have. It's really tough, though. While I don't like laying 14 points, that's too many for my taste. The idea of taking points if you really don't believe the team has a chance to win, that's also a tough proposition. So that's one of those games where if I'm advising somebody purely for entertainment purposes, I just stay away from that game.
Two things on this question. One, did you see Dameon Pierce be this good at this level coming out of Florida in the fourth round? And two, how much more impressive is it that he does it with no quarterback whatsoever that threatens that defense, when everybody knows that Dameon Pierce is the only thing that can threaten you, and yet he's still getting 4.5 yards a carry?
No, and that dude, you knew the dude was physical. I don't know that you knew that he was going to be,
wow,
you know,
alone.
This elusive, along with being this physical, because the book on him was like, you want like a blocking back to pick up the blitzer. That's your guy right there. Right. And you knew he had some running ability, but no, I don't think up to this point. And like you mentioned, he's the guy that opposing defenses key on to stop, and he's still going to rush for over 1,000 yards on a really, really, really bad team. And there have been a couple of highlight runs already this year where he's dragging 3 or 4 guys on, you know.
Dude, he's been awesome, man. Like, okay, I thought he was a solid back coming out of, but I never saw this player coming out of the NFL draft like that. I know you're a draft Nick, so that's why I asked.
Tells you again, you don't have to spend the first round pick to get a stud running back, you know?
Yeah. Amen to that. All right. What are you going to be working on in game, so folks can go to alldolphins.com and also at Poopart NFL on Twitter?
Well, I broke down the inactives a little while ago, and then as I do every game, I will break down with analysis all the key plays from the entire first half, which I post immediately at halftime as it hits. Then after the game, we'll have the game story. We will revisit the big plays for the whole game, and then also come up with the 5 biggest plays of the game. And then if there are other developments that warrant separate stories, we'll be on those as well.
Will you be jamming Solo D and Roger in the background?
I can't say I'll make that promise, but I will say I was very impressed with Solo D.
Damn right, bro. Solo D is always impressed.
That was good stuff.
And so are you. Follow him on Twitter at @PoopartNFL. And of course, remember the law. You're not really a Dolphins fan until you bookmark alldolphins.com. That is the law. Just telling you, it's the way it goes. Alan, enjoy the game, my brother. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Sir, there you go. Alan Poopart, baby, and our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins pregame report.